David Carr was tired of the traditional goodies associated with Easter, so he built a machine to personalize his chocolate. Carr, along with his colleagues at the MIT Media Lab, built the Eat Your Face machine, a new type of 3D printer that works with chocolate.
The computer takes that model of your face and actually instructs that machine to carve away a block of chocolate and leave the part of the chocolate that is your face. And when you're all said and done, that's what you have left.
Normally, 3D printers use plastics or silicon to fabricate models and circuit boards. Carr wanted to prove that he can use chocolate instead and create something to rival the chocolate bunnies.
Chocolate and food are really interesting because they enable us to sort of bring in other senses besides just looking and touching. And, you know, we have things like tasting, and there's just some really neat properties, like you can eat it when you're done, you know, and that's always really exciting.
But Carr had a problem. While most people have no issues biting off the ear of a chocolate bunny, eating their own face hasn't proved as popular.
That's the problem. No one eats their face, right? I mean, and that's actually a really interesting tension in this work, as you have this sort of food that's dark chocolate that a lot of people really want to eat, but then there's their faces on it.
Carr admits that the Eat Your Face machine most likely won't make it to many shopping malls, but he says the experiment reaffirmed his belief that personal fabrication is increasingly going to make its way into our lives.
I think that's really the magic of sort of fabrication on your desktop or making things on your desktop, is this idea that everything can be unique and personalized to you rather than just being stamped out from some mold from a big factory.
Accessibility to 3D printing technology and its growing popularity will allow the few people who would like to eat their own face to do so soon, but probably not in time for Easter. Ben Gruber, Reuters.